Ladies and gentlemen, this is Chris Thomas from Uptown Radio 98.5 WJYN. It is WrestleMania weekend, and I'm here downtown here in Center City with the man who voices every match on Tuesday nights, Vic Joseph. Vic Joseph, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It's a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for even wanting to talk to me.
And listen, no problem. So my question for you is, how did this all begin for you? Like, how did you begin your broadcast journey, and how did you get the job down in the NXT?
Well, lifelong WWE fan to get here first and foremost, but I've always wanted to be a broadcaster, and my stepdad used to tell me years ago that your mouth is either going to make you or it's going to break you. So I was either going to be successful and find a job that I loved, or someone was going to kick my ass. So those are kind of the two ways that it went, and I, again, lifelong sports fan, lifelong wrestling fan, and so it was kind of two passions meeting one, and it kind of just all worked itself out.
So, growing up in Ohio, where did you go to school at?
Went to high school at Revere, and I grew up in Independence, a little small city just south of Cleveland. That's Tommy Dreamer, by the way. He's the first person to ever believe in me. I've said that about 100 times today as he just walks away. But living in Ohio, you have sports and really about it, because the weather isn't that great. You only got sun, I think, for like a month a year. And so you sit inside, or you go in the backyard and you wrestle with your buddies, or you find something you're passionate about. And for me, it was Cleveland Browns, and it was professional wrestling. By the way, I want to let you know, Shawn Michaels did not like my outfit today. I want to make sure that we get that on record.
Story time with...
Maybe I'm trying to go for the Fred Rogers look. I don't know. Won't you want to be my neighbor? I appreciate it. Thank you. That is my hero. That's the greatest influence in my life.
Maybe if you would have been able to pull the cowboy hat, maybe appreciate the look.
I don't think I'd ever do the cowboy hat. But hey, look, I just helped you get Shawn Michaels on your show. And you didn't even have to go. Like, that's huge.
Yeah.
And he'll probably get the headlines.
Well, I appreciate it.
No problem.
So, how did you then venture your journey down to NXT?
You know, I started doing some, like, indie promotions. You know, some small indies, and that's where I met Johnny Gargano, and that's where I met guys like Greg Iron, and Johnny obviously getting to the, WWE as well. We've been on this journey together, but also with the sports aspect of it, started going to independent shows with Rhino. I would jump in the car, and I'd learn from Rhino, which introduced me to who we just saw in Tommy Dreamer. And just listening and learning from those guys, and then doing House of Hardcore, and doing Pro Wrestling Ohio, and making some other small indies as well, making myself marketable for the WWE, but having to learn a craft and having to hone in on a craft and be passionate about something. And I don't think people know how much I love the WWE, and I have always loved the WWE. So it kind of was like a perfect storm that kind of came together.
So as of right now, it feels like you definitely found your footing. So what's it like also working with Booker T every week?
I can't put into words how fun it is, how great it is, how awesome a human being and a professional that he is. And we have so much fun that I hope it comes through every Tuesday on USA, or if you stream it, or however you view it, even if it's just social clips, how much fun we have. I've said it a few times, you've probably heard me say it, that I lost my confidence getting taken off of Raw, but then getting to go and work with Wade Barrett and Beth Phoenix, they got my confidence back. They were my undergrad. Right? They were my master's degree. He's getting me my doctorate. Because now, if I can adapt to Booker T, Shucky Ducky, Quack Quack, I can adapt to anything.
With famous commentators over the years, they kind of signify themselves with, like, a Pacific wrestler. Obviously, JR with Stone Cold Steve Austin, Michael Cole with John Cena. Like, during your time in NXT, I felt like that was with Johnny Gargano. Would you have to agree with that?
Yeah, he's my best friend. And so he's one of my best friends. And we go to the Browns games together. He's over my house during the football season every Sunday. I'm either at his house or he's at my house. We text every day. I text my wife, Mackenzie, and Gargano are the two most people I text. And it's every single day, hours on end. I would give you another name. And I would give you Braun Breaker. Because in Braun Breaker's career, before he got to SmackDown, I had called every single Braun Breaker match except for one. And that's when he won the NXT title back from Dolph Ziggler the night after Stand and Deliver WrestleMania. I believe that was in Dallas. So that would have been a few years ago. I think I'm tied to Braun Breaker for his career, and I do hope, I don't know how much longer he's going to, be on NXT. He's got his tag team title match. He has signed to SmackDown. But I would say Johnny Gargano and Braun Breaker.
And also, there are also certain commentators who also have like their own personal nemesis, JR with Triple H, and who we have to say like is probably your nemesis.
I think it's Grayson Waller. You got to go back to 205 Live days. Grace and I have always been picking at each other, and so I'm pretty sure if you ask Grayson Waller if there's one announcer who he'd want to get his hands on, I think he would say my name. I think he would. So I think my nemesis is going to be Grayson Waller.
I mean, especially, you know, after Johnny came out to say his goodbye and then he attacked him.
And you go back to that clip in that moment when Johnny came back, which was last year, you hear me scream, get his ass, Johnny.
Yeah, A-plus commentary, by the way. So, Stand and Deliver, you know, it's this weekend. Main event is Melo versus Trick. Roxanne Perez, a lot of blood feuds. So, if you had to specifically, it's hard to pick one match, but what's the one match you're looking forward to this weekend?
With WrestleMania included? I would have to say Johnny's match, you know, his first WrestleMania moment. To be part of the ladder match with Tommaso, who's had his own health issues. You know, you didn't know if he was ever going to get back into the ring, so to speak. But for that moment for him, I had the opportunity to call Candice LeRae's WrestleMania debut at WrestleMania 35 in New York. So that's the one I'm looking forward to personally. I think sitting back to look at it another way, it would be probably Trick Williams and Carmelo Hayes. I mean, goes back to NXT 2.0. You know, I remember when they both arrived on the scene. I remember when Trick was brought out by Carmelo. And the reason that weighs a lot to me is because when someone like Tommaso Ciampa, who you could argue is a pillar of NXT, comes out and says that this arguably could be the biggest match in NXT history, I think that says it all.
Do you think that the personal animosity between Trick and Melo can, you know, eclipse the same way, you know, Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa's friendship broke up a few years ago?
I think that they have enough animosity and bad blood right now that both of them are seeing red, that they can't look into the future, so we can go off of what we see now. And as Trick said, he's coming to whoop that Trick in Philly.
One last question. So you're a Browns fan, so I just have to ask, like, between, you know, the interstate rivalries between, you know, the Bengals and the Browns and also the Steelers and the Ravens, like, who's that one team that you just, in the division, that you absolutely hate the most?
It's the Steelers. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers. It'll always be the Pittsburgh Steelers. No one can tell me any differently, and it also gives a little rivalry to Corey Graves and I. Pittsburgh Steelers, end of the day.
Were you a little sad that Joe Flacco left?
Kind of, yeah. Like, I don't buy football jerseys, and I bought a Flacco jersey. I was wacko for Flacco.
Would you have said that a few years ago, considering that
100% no,
Flacco's history as a
yeah, I never would have imagined. No, I would not.
Well, Vic, thanks for taking the time. Yep, no problem. And this has been Chris Thomas on 98.5 Uptown Radio.